Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. High-income households looking for relief from the limits on state and local tax deductions poured record amounts of money into mutual funds that invest in municipal bonds last year. We'll check in with Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers to find out if that investment has paid off and if 2020 is expected to be just as strong for the muni bond market. First, some money and market news you should know. It's been a happy new year so far for the CEOs of S&P 500 companies. The AFL-CIO labor union says that on average, they earned $111,500 in the first 2 days of the year. That's more than the typical employee earns the whole year. In total, CEOs made an average of $14.5 million for the year, much of that from stock. The Department of Labor says the median income for U.S. full-time workers is just under $48,000 per year. And economists are calling into question the more than $30 billion in tax incentives and breaks that state and local governments spend every year to get companies to call them home. A study by economists at Columbia and Princeton business schools show that while the largest incentives result in job growth in the targeted industries, they don't produce the hoped-for benefits for the broader regional economy. Researchers also found that larger, more profitable companies are more likely to get better incentives, and states tend to offer more incentives when governors are up for re-election. Municipal bond mutual funds were among 2019's hottest investments. The S&P Municipal Bond Index rose more than 7% last year, and the popularity of funds containing municipal bonds is expected to be strong in 2020 as well. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers to explain. So Heather, where was the money coming from that drove record inflows into the muni bond fund market last year?
Overwhelmingly, it was coming from affluent taxpayers in higher tax states. So California, probably most of all, also places like New York, New Jersey. And that's because the 2017 tax overhaul placed limits on how much taxpayers could deduct from their federal tax bills based on the amount of state and local taxes they were paying. So all of a sudden, state and local tax bills became much more burdensome, particularly for wealthier people in high tax states. And those people started looking for a place where they could get tax relief. And one of the only places, really, is municipal bonds. Municipal bonds throw off interest that is exempt not only from federal taxes, but also from state taxes in the state where those bonds are issued.
And the tax law also had a profound effect in how municipalities borrow money.
The tax law has really reshaped the municipal market in a number of ways. For municipalities, what happened was they were no longer allowed to do certain types of refinancings, early refinancing deals. That's where the municipality issues a bond to pay back an outstanding bond with the hope that it will cut their interest costs. Usually they do that when interest rates have fallen, sort of like you might refinance your home mortgage. So that was a pretty robust source of municipal bonds in the market, were these early refinancings. And those were eliminated by the federal government in the 2017 tax overhaul. It was a moneymaker for the federal government because previously the federal government was not allowed to collect taxes on the interest on these refinancing bonds. So what would happen is you would have two sets of bonds throwing off tax-exempt interest for the same debt. And so by ending the use of the tax exemption for these early refinancings, the federal government could collect more taxes or at least avoid giving so many tax breaks. But for municipalities, that meant fewer bond issuances. And the end result has been to limit the flow of bonds into the municipal market more than in the past, and furthermore, to drain tax-exempt bonds from the municipal market because rates are currently so low that some municipalities are deciding to go forward with these early refinancings even though they can't use the tax exemption anymore. That means they're using taxable debt to refinance tax-exempt debt and effectively transforming outstanding tax-exempt bonds into taxable bonds, further shrinking the available supply of these tax-exempt bonds, even as they're growing more precious to taxpayers.
And so these municipalities are paying very close attention to the Federal Reserve and what it says are its plans for interest rates in the new year.
For municipalities, it's a really good time to borrow with low rates. They can get funds for construction projects, infrastructure projects. This is a really good time for municipalities, cities, and states to borrow because interest costs are so low. They can sell bonds for bridges, schools, infrastructure projects, what have you, at much lower interest rates than at most times in the past.
And in terms of investing in this, households and organizations that invest in the mutual funds that contain the bonds, they see that as a much safer way to go than to hold the bonds outright.
There's a number of reasons for that. First of all, after the 2009 recession, you saw a number of municipalities, notably Puerto Rico, Detroit, some cities in California, declare bankruptcy. And although those municipalities constitute a small fraction of the large number of municipalities in the market, they got a lot of attention, understandably, and that scared municipal bond investors. And they thought, well, better to invest in an account where someone is managing the money than for me, myself, the household mom and pop investor, to be making all these decisions about which cities and states are credit worthy. That's one reason. Another reason is that the cost of buying and selling bonds outright can be a lot higher than investing in a mutual bond fund.
But there are concerns over the growing concentration of municipal bonds in mutual funds.
That concentration has increased very rapidly in the past decade. And at the same time, other major holders of municipal bonds, such as banks, insurance companies, households who hold bonds outright, have reduced their holdings. So increasingly, mutual funds are these really major holders of bonds in the municipal bond market. And if you also take into account separate accounts, which is another way of investing in municipal bonds with asset managers, it's an even larger portion. That is causing concerns for some analysts because in the event of volatility, if you had a situation where people started withdrawing their money from municipal bond mutual funds in droves, those mutual funds would have to unload those bonds very quickly, and they wouldn't have maybe the same ready customers as they have in the past. No one knows because that hasn't happened, but it does create a concern that you could have a lot of sales and not a lot of buyers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers with us, helping us to better understand the muni bond market. Heather, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, no problem.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.